Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on this Monday. It's the perfect day to get your week started with a weekday meditation. I believe without any question that when we discipline our life to get Scripture into us and discipline ourselves to stop and hear from God, our days will take on a radically different power and peace and direction. Listen today to Proverbs chapter 20 in verse 1. The text says, "Wine produces mockers. Alcohol leads to brawls. Those led astray by drink cannot be wise." Now, I've said this over and over again. I don't believe that consumption of alcohol is sinful, but I believe when alcohol or anything else in our life owns us, we have surrendered the Spirit of God owning us and given it away, like the text says, to alcohol. But in your life, it could be sex, it could be prescription drugs, it could be your own self-pleasure, it could be working out your body. I don't know what it might be, but the text gives us a great picture here that when we are led astray by anything other than staying focused and centered on Christ Himself, that it cannot be wise. Now, friend, listen, God says that He will grant wisdom every day. And the way to avoid that is not allow things like alcohol or other things to own you. If you need help in that, would you just send us a message? You can send it directly to me, chuck@sugarhillchurch.com. And I would be so honored to try to help direct you and help pray for you and try to minister you as best I can. So friend, let's prepare to meditate today and start with this prayer. Lord, allow whatever it is that might be owning me, some type of addiction that I might be held to. And Lord, I want to bring that to You and I want to lay it down at Your feet and let You crush it. So I know, Lord, I can't do it on my own. But I pray that You would step into my life and You would beat that addiction. Lord, I want to be wise and I know that's keeping me from all the wisdom that I could have. So tell the Lord today you're grateful that He is more than willing to do that. Tell the Lord a couple of things that you're just so grateful that He's provided for you. And now let's take a couple of breaths and prepare ourselves for quietude and solitude so that the Lord can speak into our life and He can prompt us and nudge us and whisper into our ear, and we might have a soul that is prepared to receive that and act on it. I encourage you, friend, let's breathe. One more. And now you listen to God. I'll mind the time and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, thanks again for joining me on today's weekday meditation. Remember, wine or anything else can produce us to be mockers, that alcohol or anything else that owns us can lead us to brawls and arguments and fights, and that when we're led astray by drink or anything else, There's nothing about it that can be wise. So today, my friend, go in the peace and the power and direction of knowing that you've heard from God and that nothing is to own you but His presence and His power. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.